staff as the guitarist with the Cranberries, and then he released a critically acclaimed solo album when the band went their separate ways. But Noel Hogan these days is focusing much more on being a music producer, so it was no surprise that the Limerick City of Culture were delighted to get a man of his talent involved in their music legacy project. Noel, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm great. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. I was going to say, what is the Music Legacy Project? But I'd much rather ask this question. What is the Pigtown Fling?
The Pigtown Fling is, the easiest way to describe it is that it's a mixture of every kind of style of music that's available to us in Limerick, between, say, you've got rap, you've got rock, you've got trad, jazz, a bit of everything all mixed in together, with all these different artists working with each other, kind of taking them out of their comfort zone. And we did it over the last few months, and we have an album to show for it.
Okay, working with each other on what? Like songs that we know? Songs already written?
No, so it began about this time last year, and we approached all these different artists back in January. It was kind of, you got to write new material.
Right. Okay.
We put them in a room together, kind of workshop type of thing. Some ideas worked, some didn't. And what's on the album then are what we felt were the strongest of that selection.
So did people come in with a bunch of original songs, and you maybe or somebody else was the arbiter of taste in music and say, right, we'll take these 17 songs?
No, it was literally from scratch. We kind of just left them to it. Most people, you know, they'd known each other probably, you know, to pass in the street, see each other. Which is kind of why the idea, when it was brought to me, I like that thought of these people who kind of know each other but don't now finally get to work together. And we just kind of said, we picked, you know, A to go with C and C to go with F and let them at it. And this was the result of that.
So they kind of know each other because they're all in music, but they don't know each other because they're in different kinds of music. And you made them all, sort of threw them all in together and mixed the pot up and just see what came out in the end.
Exactly. Yeah, that was it.
It must have taken a long time, did it?
Yeah, like it's really started in January and we finished there, I guess, the start of September. So it took that long. The recording process really was June, July, August, down in Limerick. And it was mad busy now because you had 47 different artists working together. So it was just every day something new coming in the door.
And like, I presume you made a bunch of friends out of it, but I mean, you were there to do work and get something done. Was it difficult? Like, were people looking at you to be the mammy of the whole thing? And like, were you supposed to know who all the names were and who was who and say, meet so-and-so who plays an oboe in this orchestra and meet so-and-so who's a rock guitarist here?
Yeah, it was exactly like that. You know, like, I'm used to, I guess when I was doing stuff with the Cranberries, we always had a producer in. So I'd have someone to turn to and ask these questions. It's just kind of weird being on the other side of it where you're the guy that everyone's coming to ask about, you know, what's going to happen now and who's coming in. And look, there were days where you're calling people the wrong name and you're getting kind of confused with yourself. But, you know, we got there in the end.
Do you know, I'm just thinking, though, like when you were there with the Cranberries and you had a producer in the studio and all that kind of thing, did you often want to bypass was he often there, like, as a guy who'd crack a whip and say, look, that's the ninth take of that, that's absolutely fine, please not, let's keep that song, it's finished, put it away? Or did you often think, no, I want to do this, that and the other, and you basically had the producer there to bounce off rather than to be in charge?
I think as the years went on, like initially when you begin, you've no experience, so you need somebody there. And then it's easier as well to have a fifth person in the room. In our case, there was four in the band. So if one of us is telling the other one what to do, you know, it doesn't really go down as well as when you have somebody
absolutely
who's not in, you know, kind of outside set of
you need somebody from, like, removed from the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Otherwise, it's just fights. Yeah, absolutely. Now, there is a documentary being made of all this. What does that mean? Like, a documentary, did you have a camera right through the World Cup, June, July, August, and it's all that? It's the whole thing coming together?
Since January, really, since we first started it, It began, I think the idea of the documentary, it was kind of not in my hands as such, but from what I knew of it initially, it was to be kind of short little clips that would go up online kind of promoting the thing. And as it went on, it developed more because the kind of backstories to a lot of these artists who've been around, especially the older ones who've been doing it such a long time, it became so interesting to see them work with younger people again. That idea started to form of, you know, there's actually a movie in this. There's an hour and a half long documentary to be made from this. So everything is kind of filmed at this point, obviously, and it's going off to be edited together. And I'd say you're probably looking at early next year by the time that sees the light of day.
Okay, so if these sessions, the Pig Town Fling sessions, they brought together literally not just different kinds of musicians, but generations, different generations of Limerick musicians who hadn't worked together before. Are we looking at kind of an extensive documentary of Limerick's music makers that does more than just the Pig Town Fling, or it's just the Pig Town Fling?
Yeah, like, I think we'd like to think of it as more than that, you know, especially when you get to look back at, like, I worked with some of the artists on this that would have been in bands when I first started out, that you would have gone to their gigs, you know, and to kind of finally get to actually work with them, and you start hearing the old stories of, you know, when they were in bands, say, go back, you know, go to the 80s and on from then, that it just makes it a more interesting story than just a bunch of, you know, we started in the band last week and here we are now doing this.
Do you know, I'm just thinking, do you remember as far back when myself and Wilson put on the Cork Rocks and that, and you played as the Cranberries Saw Us. Dolores had her back to the audience for the whole gig.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did. Was it in Sir Henry, I think?
Oh, I don't know. Well, yeah, it was probably Sir Henry's. Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah. Certainly Cork, yeah. Anyway, look, this Pig Town Fling thing then, I mean, this is something that's from this year and it's really great. It's getting people together. And often all you need is the one little introduction or, hey, let's all meet at 3 o'clock in this place and let's see what happens. So if that can happen this year, an annual event maybe?
Well, that's what we're kind of hoping. Like, we actually just had the few of us that were kind of the centre core of it had a meeting about a week ago to discuss how to kind of move on from this now. And there's a few ideas we've got floating around. We definitely want to kind of continue it on. If we can do it every year, that would be great. I think we need to, if we are going to do it, is open it up for more than just being in a Limerick thing. You know, it was great because City of Culture this year, but there's a lot more, you know, that we could do with it, we feel now, by bringing in artists from outside of that. And the one thing we found this year is that in Limerick, at least, we had the facilities to prove that we could do it.
Yeah.
And from there, you know, we just have to make it a bit bigger, we think, now.
All right, well, look, all proceeds of the 17-track CD are going to the Corbett Suicide Prevention Patrol and the Learning Hub in Limerick City. But we're talking here about an incredible fusion of genres, sounds, talents, etc. So what kind of sounds might I hear on it? I mean, might there be any kind of, can I call it rock? Might there be jazz? Might there be folk? What is it?
Yeah, you'll have it all. Like, you know, we had said there's a girl called Kat Turner that we mixed with a guy called God Knows, and he'd be kind of, it's rap meets kind of a jazzy voice there, you know. And then we had a father and son team. The son is more kind of into dance and DJing, and his dad is a trad player. We mixed them up together, you know, so it's all little fusions like that just seem to kind of some glue themselves together.
And do you enjoy producing as much as being in a band? I mean, is it hard to go from one side of the glass to the other, or is this kind of, have you almost found your calling?
Yeah, like, I feel I've been kind of doing this now on and off on the side for a long time, since I did the monoband thing.
Hold on a second now, it's before the monoband. You were doing it in the Cranberries, weren't you?
Well, I was kind
without telling the other three.
You know, don't tell them that now.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But it was like when doing the monoband thing, I kind of self-produced it, and I kind of found that it was something that I enjoyed doing. And from that, was given offers to do other bands, and that's how I kind of fell into it that way.
Yeah, and surely also being a producer who has musical ability, if you can't get across what you're trying to say, you do it by example. You pick up the shagging instrument and play it.
Yeah, exactly. It helps, you know, a lot to be able to walk in and go, you know, you need to change that to this.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Just play the part sometime and then, you know, give them a rough idea, and then the people, you know, the artists will take it from there.
Right, yeah. Have you been writing much lately, or do you do a lot less of writing now?
Not as much as I used to. There just hasn't been enough time, particularly this year. I tip away every now and again with bits. I'm working on and off with a guy for the last few years on an album that we hope to finish by Christmas now.
Yeah. I remember years ago seeing a documentary, The Rolling Stones, and they were like standing backstage in this huge place, 72,000 people, and you see them standing there and like Keith looking so cool, taking a drink out of a Jack Daniels and that. And in fact, if I remember right, I think Elton John was going to go on stage with them too, and he was kind of slightly nervous, dressed in a big kind of a dress thing. I didn't know what was going on. And like, you know, they're all kind of really louching around and really cool and that. And they walk up on the stage and the 72,000 people go completely crazy, and it's completely mad, and like Keith just goes, the whole place goes mad, and it's fantastic, and it's rock and roll and all the rest. When you go to a big band these days, come on, don't tell me you don't miss that bit.
Oh, you do. do. I find especially like that, it's that very opening sequence of the gig when you walk out and the buzz of, you know, whatever amount of thousand people staring back at you. And, you know, the, it's loud and it's big and, you know, that buzz you do miss when you go to gigs. But then, you know, you're at home and you kind of, it's not something you would do every day, go to shows. So you kind of just look at it as it's a phase of my life. It was part of my job at that time. And you kind of just have moved on from that now. You know, like we did a show for the Pigtown Fling. We kind of did a launch of it back in Limerick there in September. And I played on some of the tracks. And you get that buzz again, that kind of sick feeling in your stomach, the excitement of it all. You know, and look, if I get that fix every now and again like that, it'll do me.
All right, yeah, okay. Well, listen, fair play. By the way, Cranberries did come back. You're not coming back again, are you? Or, what's going on?
Not at the moment. Everyone is off doing different projects. Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of where it stands.
Well, this is your project. So we will see an album be very soon. It's not out yet, is it, the album?
It's just out now at the moment. Yeah, it's up. It's on iTunes and the usual.
All right. You know, 17-track CD. The proceeds go to the Corbett Suicide Prevention Patrol and the Learning Hub in Limerick City as well. It is the pig. I presume the album is actually called the Pigtown Fling, is it?
It is. Yeah.
Right, indeed. Yeah. Featuring a host of brilliant. And is your picture on the cover saying I did all this? No.
No. I've got that at home for my
dad. Do you know? Listen, Noel. It's been a real pleasure and congratulations. And as you say,
Thanks,
big thing forward in terms of you know, the road rising with you, etc. Is the annual event possibly.
Yeah,
the spreading it past Limerick.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, well, listen, thanks a million, Noel, for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thanks,
take it easy. All right, good luck. Take it easy. Bye. That is Noel.